BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Police in Norway have begun releasing the names of the 76 people killed in Friday's bomb attack in Oslo and mass shooting on a nearby island. Earlier, the lawyer for the man who's admitted carrying out the attacks, Anders Behring Breivik, expressed doubts about his client's mental health. From Oslo, Stephen Evans.
The lawyer said his client was probably insane, though it wasn't certain that insanity would be his formal plea. He said his client regarded himself as taking part in a war. Breivik is now likely to be charged with an offence related to terrorism, which would enable the court to impose a longer sentence than the current maximum for murder. The head of the country's intelligence service told the BBC they were also investigating links to other groups and whether Breivik may have left unexploded bombs elsewhere.
President Obama has made an unannounced visit to the Norwegian ambassador's residence in Washington to pay his condolences over the killings in Norway. The president wrote in a condolences book that he was heartbroken at the tragic loss of so many young lives. The Moroccan army says 78 people were killed when a military transport plane crashed into a mountain in the south of the country, just north of the disputed Western Sahara territory. Here's Noura Fahim in Rabat.
The Hercules C-130 crashed this morning into a mountain near the town Guelmim in the south of Morocco. According to Morocco's official news agency La Map, the plane was carrying 81 people and only 3 have survived. The plane came from Dakhla and was heading towards Kenita, a town right outside Morocco's capital Rabat. Some of the soldiers on board were due to meet King Mohammed this Saturday to celebrate his 12th year as king.
The official Egyptian news agency says that the former president, Hosni Mubarak, is weak and refusing solid food. The report comes a week before he's due to stand trial, accused of ordering the killing of protesters. From Cairo, John Lyne.
The report said Mr. Mubarak's doctors would decide in the coming hours how to proceed, as his current food intake was not enough to keep him alive. Opposition supporters are sceptical about reports on Hosni Mubarak's health. They believe the authorities are just trying to avoid him going on trial, as scheduled next week. At the same time, there does seem growing evidence that he is an increasingly enfeebled old man.
A United Nations fact-finding mission in Libya says the health service in the capital Tripoli is under growing strain as NATO's bombing campaign against Colonel Gaddafi continues. The UN mission says medical supplies, including vaccines, are running low and most foreign medical staff have left the city. It says some areas of Tripoli are experiencing electricity cuts. There are long queues at petrol stations and Libyan oil experts say fuel stocks could run out in 2 weeks' time. BBC News. The Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has said he will ask Parliament to amend the constitution so that presidents will serve a single, longer term in office. The Nigerian constitution currently limits presidents to 2 4-year terms. Mr. Jonathan has not said how long the new term should be, but he says the change will focus politicians more on governance and less on re-election. The United States has suspended a $350 million aid program to Malawi because of concerns that the government there is becoming increasingly authoritarian. The American aid package was intended to improve Malawi's electricity network, but it's dependent on a commitment to good governance. Recent suppression of anti-government protests has left 19 people dead in Malawi. Mexican officials say at least 17 people have been killed and another 4 injured in an armed clash in a prison in the northern city of Ciudad Juarez. A spokesman for the city's authorities told the BBC that one group of prisoners attacked inmates from a rival drug gang on Monday night using weapons they'd seized from guards. The Colombian salsa star Joey Arroyo has died at the age of 55 after being in hospital for nearly a month with lung and kidney problems. Arroyo, who is most famous for the hit La Rebellion, began singing in brothels in the Caribbean city of Cartagena at the age of 8. From Bogota, Arturo Wallace reports.
For Colombians, he was simply the greatest, and it's difficult to imagine a single Latin American not having danced at least once to one of his many hits. Alvaro José Arroyo González, Joe Arroyo, El Joe, was the dominant figure of the salsa music scene between 1985 and 1995, and during his prolific career, 40 of his songs made it to the top of the Colombian charts. He was also the man who more clearly reclaimed the African heritage of Latin American tropical music, both in his lyrics and rhythms.
BBC News.